Welcome to Paradigm Shifters, and today I'm speaking with a fellow Canadian way out there in Lethbridge, Alberta. But talking about way out there, Donna Wetterstrand is going to teach us and talk about how she goes, in a way, way out there in terms of consciousness, in terms of skills and talents with her clients to help people create their reality. A lot of what you talk about, Donna, is pretty out there. So welcome to the show. Welcome from Lethbridge.
Thank you, Veronica. Just absolutely delighted to be here, way out here.
And one of the things, one of the books that I have read, and I know you've read it with more acumen and practice than I have, is this book called Things Are Going Great in My Absence, How to Let Go and Let the Divine Do the Heavy Lifting. Mm-hmm. It's called An Enlightenment Handbook and Manifesting Guide by Lola Jones. And I know you've been trained through Lola and by Lola to augment your own natural abilities, but what she calls her work divine openings, and you call yours divine openings. In terms of creating our reality, what does that mean, Donna?
Well, that's a big question.
you can handle it.
Yeah, I can handle it. Divine openings is shorthand for opening our pipes with how much grace energy we can allow to flow through us. And divine openings assists us in opening those pipes up. That's sort of the easiest metaphor to use.
Are the pipes like energy channels in us?
So we're talking very generally about energy channels, and we try not to get too specific, because part of the thinking in the divine openings culture is that grace energy, that intelligent energy, that presence that creates worlds and universes and galaxies knows so much more than we do about the best way to go about doing things in our bodies and in our energetic systems. So our focus is really just to open and allow grace to do its work. And that's kind of the, in a very short answer, what we mean when we say divine openings.
Well, that's a really good answer. So let's go back into 3D for a minute, and assuming that's where you started, how did you start off doing this work? Who is Donna Wetterstrand?
Well, you know, honestly, Veronica, for years, ever since I could read, I was reading. Some of the first things that I read as a teenager was about pyramids and chariots of the gods. I don't know if you remember that oldie goldie.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, a lot of my dad was into a lot of Dale Carnegie kind of stuff, how to make friends and influence people, that sort of thing. So I did a lot of
creating your reality, really.
Creating your reality. Mm-hmm. So I ever since I can remember, I've been interested in who humans are, how we operate, how we evolve, the evolution of our spirits and who we are and our minds, the whole package. I've been interested in that. So all my life I've been exploring that. And really, you know, when you talk about going way out there on the edge, I definitely have done that. I've looked at some pretty wild stuff and been certified in some really, I don't know what you would call it, very new age type of modalities. And
I call it envelope pushing modality.
Envelope pushing, yeah. and really what I found, though, was when kind of push came to shove and I had an event happen in my life, and it was a breakup, it was a relationship breakup, I didn't have the skills that I needed to make myself feel authentically better over time.
Okay.
And I knew that there was something missing there because of all the things that I had done, you know, hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, addiction counseling, general counseling, all of the things that I had been involved in and studying. I still lacked the real ability to understand my own emotions and how to feel better. Yeah, and I could make myself feel better for a short period of time, but I defaulted back, and this despair that I felt, and it was real despair, it pushed me to start looking for something else. So I just remember this day so clearly. I'm on the internet, I'm cruising around. I can't even remember what it was that I was searching, and you know, in terms of words, and up popped the Divine Openings website. And the way that Lola at that time was talking about Divine Openings on that homepage, that everything is vibration, of course, that wasn't new to me. But the idea that the intelligence that was the universe, grace, whatever you want to call it, God, there's so many different ways of talking about that. But that energy, if I could allow it, would actually come in and sort things out for me without me having to work on it too hard. That was brand new.
So that means you get out of your way in a way.
You totally get out of your own way. And part of that process is dropping old stories. At that point, I really realized that I had throughout all of my exploration, I had gathered a whole bunch of stories about how humans work. And I was ready to drop all of it and start fresh with a different idea. And Lola at that time was asking, and I think she still does on that homepage, you know, if you're going to try Divine Openings, do it for a month without doing anything else so that you can actually tell whether it's Divine Openings that's making a difference for you or not. So this was a bargain I made in my own mind. I thought, you know what? Nobody else has ever asked me to actually do that. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah, because so many of us pop around from this and that and weave from this and weave from that, right?
Well, it's what I had done up to that point. I think it's just part of the New Age culture. We're explorers. We want to know more. We want to take things as far as we can go. Of course we do. That's totally a human impulse. Mm-hmm. But I was really particularly driven here by, I don't even understand how to shift my own feelings here. So I'm going to go right back to basics and learn everything I can. I'm going to do this for 6 months. I'm going to see what I can find out here. So that's how I came to it.
And how long ago was that, Donna?
That was probably 7 or 8 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not very long when you think about all the process and paths that you've been on, you know.
It's not very long. And I can honestly say that it's paid off huge in terms of my understanding how I operate, my ability to help other people understand how they operate with their emotions, and how to start reality creating from a totally different foundation.
So why don't we pick somebody and reality create with them? Say somebody who, how about this? This is probably that's a very common one. Somebody who's lost her job suddenly, mm-hmm. and has known for quite a while that she wants to do something else but didn't know what. And also she would rather be married and have children, and that hasn't happened. And suddenly she's without a job and she's frantic about money. Mm-hmm. So I throw it at you because I think it's a perfect example, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Very common. If you don't know how you're creating your reality, you end up creating stuff that you don't necessarily really like that much.
Right, and they keep repeating, don't they?
And they keep repeating, and you make changes in the reality. You go find a different job, you whatever. If you don't shift the vibration that you're creating that reality from, you end up in that repetitive cycle. You just keep creating the same thing over and over again.
Right.
So it's really about shifting the vibration of origin.
But it sometimes is really hard to find that, is it not?
Well, there are definitely, oh my gosh, there are tips and tricks. There are absolutely ways to make it much, much easier to understand what's happening on a vibrational level and how to actually navigate your way from there. So, you know, in Divine Openings, we call it, and these are not new ideas, Veronica. I really want to say this. There are many, many paths toward joy and creating the life that you want. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that Divine Openings offers is this step-by-step building of an understanding and a foundation. That's something that I really, really, I loved that part of it.
So step-by-step, is that the kind of ladder of feelings, ladder of emotions that she has?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is a step-by-step process in which, you know, you do this part first, and that is a foundation for the next understanding. And then the next understanding opens up into this next understanding. Now you've got this foundation for, step number four. That really suits me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was able to just go through this process in a step-by-step way and really watch as my, first of all, I felt completely different and I started to feel my way through things. And then my reality started to shift and I observed.
So just hold on a sec. When you said you started to feel differently, I'm going, well, did you start with something like, I'm afraid of what I'm doing, or what did you start with?
I started with the despair.
That's right.
Right, yeah, I was driven by despair. And let's use that as an example.
Please, yes.
As our example. So what I came to understand is that when a feeling isn't fully felt, it hangs around waiting to be fully felt.
And we don't fully feel them if we're judging them and pushing them away, right?
Exactly. And we can do that at very subtle levels.
Very
subtle levels. So in Divine Openings, we call it diving in. When you really, really take the time to dive in, feel the feeling completely. And I even go further down into the body and get as close to the vibration as possible by feeling the sensations of whatever is going on in the body at that time. Feeling those sensations and not trying to change them, not trying to fix them, not trying to move them around, actually simply allowing them to be what they are.
Did you feel them throughout your body?
I started to. It took a little bit of practice. First of all, often when people start beginning to do this, you know, they can feel their feet are cold and their face is hot. You know? And as you develop more practice and more facility, then you start to be able to feel, okay, I've got tingliness happening here. I've got a little bit of tightness happening there. And let's take tightness and tension, for example. Rather than actually trying to relax it, mm-hmm. we simply dive in and allow it.
Allow it, right? Oh, that's interesting, yes.
Yeah, absolutely mm-hmm. allow it. And it's one of these, our brains has this logical idea about how things work and how things unfold, but vibrationally, how vibration works, when you completely allow something, it moves. All energy desires to move. Energy moves. That it is the nature of the universe that we're in. We're expanding, we're moving. That energy is constantly moving. When we allow an energy without any judgment, like you said, or trying to fix or change or push it away, it actually can start to, on its own, go up the vibrational panel and change in vibration.
Hmm. Yeah, it's like, I guess if you held your despair inside, it would kind of encapsulate it, wouldn't it? It would be there.
Well, what I actually did for a long time was I dived into the feeling of despair, mm-hmm. really, really felt it, thinking, okay, this has got to be, I'm moving it now.
Were you lying on the floor by then?
You know, every day. Honestly, are you kidding me? Crying every day.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But what was happening was I was still in the story of despair. I had not dropped down from that into the sensation of despair, which is quite different. The sensation of despair is surprisingly neutral. And that's true for just about any emotion. The sensation of it is a completely different thing than the story of it. And I found I was able to sit quite nicely and peacefully with the actual sensation. And then I started to feel differently. The vibration, the whole feeling of despair started to lift until I just wasn't feeling despair anymore. And that actually happened over, it was just a few days. Once I really got the hang of feeling the sensation underneath the feeling or the emotion of it.
Well, that's interesting because I've spoken to Donna already. I'm telling everyone at home the truth about the fact that I'm bouncing around and I'm working on being afraid about home, you know, whatever that means. So today, in preparation for this discussion, I also went back into that discussion that you and I had had about being afraid about home. And what was intriguing to me is what came up was a really interesting kind of a moving, very, very sensitive kind of sensing that had a lot of like a funny little identity things in it. And there were a whole myriad of things about that that I hadn't really noticed. Like, what does it say about my identity? What does it say about success? What is it? And I laughed. I just observed it and it went pop.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
And I thought, well, I must tell you that because it's really important. It's also a good example, I think.
Yeah, beautiful. And, you know, a lot of times, for instance, this despair is, let's go back to that for a second.
Because yes, please. Mm-hmm.
I could have, with all of the training that I've had, I could very easily have used my mind to understand it.
Right.
Which totally gets in the way. As I was feeling the sensation, sometimes, and I do this now, when I'm actually in my body feeling the sensation of something, if there is some kind of an understanding to know, I just assume that it will either come to me in that moment, or it may come later, a week later, or 2 weeks later, or whatever. If there is valuable information that I need to know from that, it will absolutely come to me.
But the only information that would be valuable would be aspects of it that you hadn't known? Is that
sometimes,
right?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
You know?
I guess my understanding is also that it doesn't really matter if you understand it at all.
It doesn't really matter. And that's why, but it's a hard habit to get out of. So many people have the habit of trying to understand a feeling or an emotion or in a situation and trace it back to, you know, it's a very old therapeutic model.
Like where it came from, yes.
That's
sure.
Right. Sure. Oh, as a child, I was blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's helpful. Sometimes that just naturally comes forward. Other times it totally gets in the way. We're better off just saying, okay, I have got this vibration of despair. It's obviously been around for a while. I don't have to know the origins of it. I just have to experience it. Finally experience it as deeply as I possibly can.
Sensing it, right?
Sensing it.
Yes,
that's right.
Because you were clear about that. So what happened? So you experienced it, you were sensing it, and it changed. And then what did you go through? Or where did it go?
Well, I totally started to access joy and bliss. I would have these moments of causeless bliss Lola in the book really is very careful to kind of outline how this whole process happens. But still, when you're experiencing it, it's like, wow, this is amazing stuff here. So I started to have these moments where, you know, there was nothing to do but dance in my living room. There was so much joy. And then, you know, back down to kind of real life, which I would call my average vibration. So even though I had raised this pervasive despair that I had been feeling, my average vibration was still not really high. I would say I was in the middle of the instrument panel, and Divine Openings uses what we call the instrument panel, and it is a ladder of vibration and a ladder of feeling. So at the bottom, we identify very low, heavy, dense vibrations such as despair. And then you move up the ladder, there's anger and rage and pessimism and feeling overwhelmed and stressed. And then you kind of reach this resting zone where there's allowing and peace and acceptance. And from there, you go up into curiosity and wonder and knowing and happiness and joy and bliss. So my average vibration went up to acceptance. And from there, I was able to shoot up once in a while into this bliss. But I recognized that, okay, I've made this shift here. The next step for me is to dive even more deeply into understanding how this instrument panel works and how I can now start to build a life on this new foundation of peace.
Well, before you go past this part, you said your average vibration. So everybody at home, I think you know that it's our frequency, our general frequency that helps us manifest, right? That creates.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that's kind of a loose way of putting it. But you said your average frequency. How did you know what your average was?
I could feel it. It's just basically, where do I default to every day?
Okay.
What is my everyday kind of feeling?
Okay. That's something everybody could do, yes.
Yeah, very easily, okay.
I hope you're all doing it at home right now.
Well, it really helps to have the instrument panel in front of you, because you can look at all the...
right now, I'm a good
Yeah, look at all those different words and all those different feelings, and it's very easy to pinpoint, you know, where you are on a regular basis. I spent many, many years in negative expectation. And I think many people spend a lot of time there where, man, you know, they watch the news, they have habitual conversations with their friends about problems.
Or they judge themselves before they're judged.
That's yeah,
very common.
Yeah, absolutely. All of those, you know, that's all lower on the instrument panel than peace. That's a lower vibration and totally shiftable. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know that that's, you're creating, you know, when you create from vibration, what that means is you're holding a vibration consistently over time, long enough to actually manifest something from that vibration.
Right, okay.
So your reality is a total, the reality that you live in is absolutely a reflection of the vibration that you've been manifesting the longest.
That's a horrible thought some days.
But a wonderful thought others.
Yes, exactly. When you've got your hands on the wheel, it's a little different, huh?
Yeah, when you realize that you can actually create your vibration, thus changing your reality, oh, the power, the sweet, sweet understanding and the opportunity and the hopefulness that comes from that is huge. And that's where I was at. I had done enough after I finished the book. I had shifted my vibration enough to know that, hey, there's a huge opportunity here for me to go further with this. I'm totally doing it. And I did. I jumped into the level one online course and then, you know, kept on the path in that way.
Mm-hmm. And you enjoy it.
Oh, enjoy it. Yes. Well, it is a very open system, mm-hmm. so that a lot of other modalities and a lot of my understanding can fit within it.
Right. Yes.
I don't, I'm not making ever anything wrong. I'm just bringing my vibrational understanding to a whole bunch of different areas now. And it is very, very helpful. Right? Very helpful. It's how I navigate my life now.
Mm-hmm. How exciting, hey? Well, mm-hmm. So if somebody has physical illnesses and so on, it must have an impact too, because the way we hold can often create, the way we hold old feelings can often create physical problems, right?
Well, they always do. Any sort of physical manifestation, including anything in the body, mm-hmm. is always a result of a vibration. It just always is. That's just the way it works.
So you worked with people who could release the illnesses and so on?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And
it's the same kind of thing where they don't have to break it down, parse it for whatever the causes are, but just get into the feeling.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And I know in any session, including the ones where it's all about something physical going on, I know that if we can get to that vibrational sensorial level and we can start to bring that up into allowing, that creates all kinds of space. It creates space in the body. It creates space in our energy. It creates space in the field around us for things to move.
Mm-hmm. So my person who lost her job and isn't, mm-hmm. she's created a reality that is not making her very happy, and she's had terrific mm-hmm. health issues, right? Mm-hmm. But my thing is, when I am listening to you and reading this, I'm going, well, the divine pulse of her soul wants to express. You're saying the universe, the intelligence of the universe wants to help us bring that forward, right?
Always, because the movement of the universe is expanding.
Right.
And expansion happens moving up the scale. When you move down the vibrational scale, you're contracting. Okay?
Yes.
You contract into pain and suffering. You open into joy and creation. So when we hop on that, when we're actually expanding, you automatically tie in to the natural movement of universal energy.
Mm-hmm.
That is just it's a scientific fact. That is what energy does. It moves, it grows, it expands. So when we hop onto that bandwagon, you're getting a ton of help there. You're getting lots of momentum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did you find when you've gone through the despair and you've awakened to your upward motion, conscious motion on this ladder of feelings, did you find that you had, creativity and work and that sort of thing that changed and expanded right before your very eyes?
Oh, absolutely. Story after story after story, Veronica, of crazy, the odds against things happening. And for some reason, I don't know, I seem to have this ability to create free trips. So
that's good.
I started to develop, to manifest these free trips. But what's happened is as my average vibration has continually gone up, and I'll make a little rise and then I stabilize, and then I make another little rise and then I stabilize. So my foundation is super, super strong now. Mm-hmm. When I experience any kind of setback or glitch or whatever, I totally get that I created, and I go back into my little vibrational panel here and feel it and allow it to move. And I come back to stabilization very, very quickly now. Mm-hmm. But yes, the creativity has hugely expanded. So what happens is when your pipes are wide open and you've got that much, the creative energy of the universe, that intelligent energy is super creative because that's the energy that creates our world. When you've got a lot of that energy running, creativity just soars. When I take up some sort of a project or something, I'm able to do it at high levels very quickly. My learning curves are much shorter. And, I'm not bragging or anything. I'm just saying this is actually what happens when you access that kind of energy on a regular basis.
Now, tell me this. Do you think, because you've done a lot of studies about the universe and so on, even before all this divine opening, mm-hmm. Do you think that the, because that's an intuitive, I see and feel, the universal frequencies are changing and higher frequencies are coming through in a really amazing way. Do you think that this is in harmony with that? Is this something that we're beginning to use because it's a part of the times?
Yeah, I think our ability to access those vibrations is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Those vibrations have been around, those frequencies, those super, super high frequencies have been around forever. That's what's created, you know, the universe, the reality, everything that we see. Our ability to feel them, to access them, to enjoy them, to ground them into our everyday life is just growing and growing and growing. Lola calls it bringing heaven to earth.
Yes, yes. I think that's really magical. I mean, it's just stunning. The energies these days are different than anything. They say that if somebody from 200 years ago could see us today, we'd be these shimmering beings.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's something in that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, I think so. And what happens is when you start to access these higher energies and when you actually can ground them into your everyday life, they normalize very, very quickly.
Mm.
So your life feels completely normal at a whole different vibration than it was like a year ago.
Hmm.
But the feeling is it's normalized. You know?
So you don't have to think about it anymore. It's what you're doing.
There. Yeah. And you just continue to expand even into more and more and more. Yes.
I think that's just so exciting.
It's so exciting.
It makes me happy. It makes me so happy. And and it's not something you can think through, really. A friend of mine who's also Canadian used to say years ago, rule number 19, and that meant none of the rules apply. You just get out of the way.
Well, you know, and at some point, though, in Divine Openings, I think it's very important, and this has been, I think, part of my contribution in terms of the certification program, in the training to be a Divine Openings guide.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, we want to evolve the mind and the brain along with everything else. So those old, very ancient, caveman-like, biologically wired ways of thinking
mm-hmm.
can actually begin to evolve with us. So eventually, you know, reaching a point where the brain is a tool that supports our expansion and it now is along for the ride.
Well, tell me, does that mean accessing like the more primitive, the reptilian part of the brain? Does that mean going into that depth of it?
Well, you know, if you're feeling fear about something, you're accessing the reptilian part of the brain, which is always, always about survival.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In my mind and experience, anything, anytime you're accessing fear or panic or some of those really, really lower vibrations, the brain has made this erroneous, It believes that it's in a do or die situation. And therefore, it floods your system with, you know, cortisol and all the chemistry changes start to happen. And you have this stress reaction to, you know, basically you're just, driving in traffic and you didn't make the green light or whatever.
I was just thinking of road rage.
You know, something very minor, yet we react as if it's a fight or flight or do or die situation. And that's the reptilian brain at work. We totally have to respect it. It kept us alive for eons.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now what we want to do is we want to bring it on board. We want to evolve it so that our knee-jerk reaction isn't always to go back to this survival mode. Instead, our knee-jerk reaction is very different. And that's just a question of training. That happens over time as you train your mind to be on board with you, you know, rather than heckling you from the back seat, right? As you're trying to drive to Disneyland, it's saying, oh.
Well, that's a good term, drive, because you're saying we learn to drive it even on the reptilian level. Is that what you're saying? Rather than it drive us?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, so this is not to say that I don't ever feel fear. Of course I do. We're all here. In my mind, we're here to experience all of these fabulous vibrations that make up this reality that we're in. So I absolutely do feel those lower vibrations. But yet, I totally respect that they came on board. They had a very, very profoundly useful role, and they are doing the best that they can at the level that they're at.
Well, that's good.
As soon as I allow that to be, then something else can kick in. Then, you know, the energy can start to move. And pretty soon I'm not in fear anymore. I'm in allowing. And then from there, I can go up into the higher vibrations.
That's really interesting. Because I think immediately of things like war, greed, mm-hmm. and I'm going, this sounds like you need to get into the government. What do you think? Are you on for that? Oh, you're not American anymore yet.
Well, Veronica, very interestingly enough, I really take care to create my reality so that there's not that much war in it. There's not that much greed in it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very, very, very careful about that. And then, which allows me to be a strong vibrational beacon. Mm-hmm. And the more of those that we have, the lighter the earth gets.
That's the truth. I know that, actually. Mm-hmm. And also, thank you for saying that. And tell us a little bit more about the certification program and some of the classes, because I think there's a lot for people to learn there.
Well, first of all, the core courses that Lola has laid out form the basic kind of path, which is, you know, you read a book, there's an online course one, there's an online course two, there's an online course three, and then there's an online course four. Number four is called Jumping the Matrix, and there's a lot of reality bending in there. Whew, it's great.
Is it fun?
It's totally fun. It's my favorite thing of all time. I go back into it and fool around with it every once in a while. Yes.
And you can do those at your own rate, right?
Yeah, they're totally self-paced, but they are, you know, in order to go into number two, you had to have done number one. Okay. So it is a progression. So there's those core courses. Then there's things like I offer small group classes, which have been a total success. Like, it's been wonderful to do this. So for a month, we'll have Skype calls, just small groups, four or five people, and we'll focus on one thing, and we'll really dive into that and get a lot of momentum going. So those small group calls have been really a lot of fun. And there's Lola's 5-day silent retreat, which you've been on one of those.
I loved that. Yeah. I'd like to do another one.
Yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful way to make this strong connection with your own inner wisdom and your inner source. It's something that Divine Openings is all about. Be your gut, be your own guru. Mm-hmm. Find your own inner wisdom. Use your own inner wisdom to navigate through this reality, and that way you're not depending on something outside yourself. Mm-hmm. Your power is all inside. So yeah, the 5-day, fabulous. And then there's some little side courses. There's a few other little books and things that Lola offers for.
But for the certification, you have to have achieved the 1-4 and jump.
Oh yeah, for certification, actually certification contains levels 1, 2. And some alternate material. So if you've already done those, you can jump right into certification. If you haven't done those yet, you can still jump right into certification. You'll just be learning them for the first time. Mm. So certification is really about It's really about taking some of these vibrational avenues and opening it up as deeply and as widely as you can, really taking it, understanding that it's infinite. Our expansion is infinite. Our desire for more is infinite. And how deeply can I take this at this time?
So that's actually very exciting. I know all this work is very exciting. At least having my toe into it is mm-hmm. very thrilling for me.
Oh, good.
So is the certification program really long?
Well, we don't like to see anybody take more than, say, 10 months with it, just because, boy, you get some momentum going and watch out. It's like being shot out of a cannon, you know, seriously, in terms of what you can actually create in your life. So any longer than that, and yeah, you might be, you know, losing a little bit of momentum. And any shorter than that, you know, there's sort of our bodies can ground energy at a certain rate. And when we really push that, we can actually develop resistances in the body. And expanding too fast is kind of a touchy thing. You don't want to do that. You can create a lot of chaos in your life by opening up too wide, too far, too fast.
I mean, realities in front of you can be all a jumble because there's so many at once.
Oh, I have done that.
Have you?
Oh, yes.
So what did you do to handle it?
In jumping, I slowed right down. In jumping the matrix, when I started out, I was doing one module a week, mm-hmm. and I eventually ended up doing one module every 3 weeks, and it took me a year to finish the course. Mm-hmm. I slowed right down so that I wasn't creating this swirling energy around me, that I was fine. I was in the eye of the hurricane. I'm feeling peaceful and joy and happy, but holy cow.
People around you are going, oh my gosh.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, I couldn't walk by a computer without it blowing up.
Oh dear.
That much ungrounded mm-hmm. energy. So yeah, I really, really had to slow down. So we've established that 10 months is really kind of a nice average. Some people take less, some people take more, but yeah, around 10 months is good.
Wow. And so what will you do after this? Well, you're actually, you're a very busy practitioner, are you not?
Yes, I do sessions. I do individual sessions. I'm also a mentor for people who are going through the guides program. Mm-hmm. I'm the head of the certification program, so I sort of, you know, have got some decision-making role there.
What's the difference between certification and the guides?
There isn't. We just call it, when you're in the certification program, you're in the process of becoming a guide.
Okay.
So I mentor guides through the process, which means I'm in contact with them and doing sessions with them as they go through the process.
Mm. Yeah. So when you say you have to go through what the brain, what did you say? Putting the brain through big changes, right?
Yeah, because we're bringing the brain on board. We're bringing the brain on board. So the brain stops having it starts to be on your team
mm-hmm.
rather than coming up with objections why this isn't going to work, reasons why you can't have what you want.
So limit. It's got some psychology to it then, or something.
Definitely. But, you know, in a very loose, expanded kind of way, mm-hmm. right? So we keep things very general because that we want that grace energy, the intelligence that creates the universe, to have lots of room to do it for us. That piece is so important. So we do keep things general, even though we have a focus and a direction that we're moving, we keep it fairly general.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, Veronica?
Yeah, because what you're saying is you don't parse it to get all that intellectual or psychological data that can give us reasons for being stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Or give the brain reasons for being stuck, right?
Mm-hmm. And the old models fix something that is wrong.
Yes.
That is so pervasive. Even in all kinds of energy work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gee, I'm feeling static here, or I feel a lump of energy here, or I feel this there. We need to go in and we need to change that. Essentially, that's a model of fixing something that is wrong. And in divine openings, we want to push that aside altogether and say, no, there's really never anything wrong. It's always just, where are you vibrationally?
So when you're talking about the pipes, clearing the pipes, isn't that a function of making something better, improving it?
Yeah, clearing the pipes, no. Expanding the pipes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Right. There's a real difference there. Expanding the pipes just is opening for more without going in and shoveling stuff out.
And that's why she writes this book, Lola, that says things are going great in my absence, right?
That's right. That's right. It's ironic, and it's one of the great ironies of this reality, that if you start focusing on shoveling stuff out, you create more stuff to shovel out. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it works.
Well, because we're ancient libraries as well as being here and now, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we create what we focus on. If you're focused on problems, you create more problems. That's what I did for 40 years. Mm-hmm. Was I focused on what was wrong, how do I fix it, and I created more to fix.
Well, Donna, it seems like it's more fun doing it this way.
Oh, it's a ton more fun. And, you know, wow, the manifestation, you know, part of what I love is I want the universe to surprise me.
I love that.
Yes, I love being surprised in all the best ways. So, you know, when I just continually expand and lift my vibration, I'm not saying, gee, I want to manifest an island of my own to live on. I don't do that at all. I just bring my vibration up and keep on lifting it and keep on lifting it and let the universe show me where my vibration is at by what's coming into my reality.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you don't say, I would like, a different home. I would like a partner. You don't say any of that.
I really don't. And in a very loose way, yeah, I'd love to go on a cruise someday. You know, of course I have preferences.
That or something better, yeah.
I don't have goals that I'm actually working towards at all.
So that was kind of interesting, eh? Because if you started off with the despair and the loss of a partnership, I mean, that's a real quantum leap that you get to move out of that whole context. Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, that whole context. Yeah, the whole thing has changed. Uh-huh. I'm in a different reality altogether now. In fact, that reality probably changed about 10 or 11 times over the course of my journey. And in the reality that I am in now, I am just every day get these lovely surprises, you know, from the universe showing me where my vibration is at.
Wonderful. So we have to just get fairly astute at looking at it, not hiding from it, right?
Feeling it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So let's go back to the certification. So you take a bunch of people and go through certification with them. And the process is like with the other classes, that it's up to people how long it takes that they can do it themselves.
Yeah, it's self-paced. There's 5 steps. Each step involves a certain amount of material that they review, and then there's a discovery that they write. You know, we didn't want to use the word test because we're not marking anything right or wrong or grading anybody. It really is a discovery. Where would you like to go deeper? Mm. How far have you taken this? Would you like to take this further? Then we have a session around it. Then they go on to step number 2. And at the end of it, there is a number of different levels, they can choose to do the certification just for their own expansion, or they can choose to do the certification because they want to offer divine openings along with a compatible, business that they've already got going on, a practice that they've already got going on. And there's very few that are actually compatible. Just because we don't want to be mixing frequencies. That's that modality mixing again, very, very scrambling. Mm-hmm. So we're very careful about what we want guides to actually offer with Divine Openings, or you can go whole hog and go for a professional directory guide, which means that you're on the website. The website has thousands of people that visit it a month. If anybody wants sessions, they can go on the guides page and pick a guide and contact that guide for sessions.
Okay. Well, this is really, it's really exciting. We were speaking not very long ago, and you said, if you're doing a, you said financial planning is done this way. You don't need to do financial planning the old way. And I love that, because does that not take a lid off a whole steaming pot of, oh my gosh, you know, guilt and all that? It's like, woo, right up.
Well, look, financial planning is based on fear.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
I'm not going to I better make sure I have
security. Yeah.
Yeah. Really, is that how we want to, is that the vibration that we want to be creating from? No. So I always think the best financial plan you can have is just to continue to raise your vibration. That simple. That simple. Money is one of those things, like relationship, like creativity, like career, like anything that you can imagine. It's one of those things that opens up and gets bigger and better as your vibration goes up.
So you're saying marketing, marketing with your frequency in motion is the great way to develop anything, right?
Yeah. Well, for sure. In my business life, because I also consult on a business level with people who have nothing to do with Divine Openings.
Oh, good.
Marketing is, at its best, an invitation, such a strong invitation that people just hop on board. And that invitation comes from higher vibrations are always so magnetic. They're so magnetic. And you know that for yourself, right?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
So you actually work with business, people, marketing, and you don't actually use Divine Openings, but you are Divine Openings in a way, right?
Right. And I work on bringing that vibration up to become super, super magnetic.
And so the people that come to you for help, do they then open, you know what I'm saying? Is it sort of passed on in such an empathetic way that they pick up speed?
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes I just need to get them out of the way. Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes a business owner, the best thing they can do is get out of the way and let their business pick up some momentum, because they have got lower vibrations of fear, scarcity. They've got such limited ideas about what business can do or be or how a business should operate that they keep a lid on their own business.
Yeah, and they will do it in comparison probably to other businesses and the Wall Street and whatever.
Oh my gosh, yes. That,
so if you get them out of the way, Donna, what do you do then? I mean, do you just do your Divine Openings and your magic?
Yeah, I just go in and start to be there, mm-hmm. get enthusiastic about their business, mm-hmm. get excited about the possibilities, and things start to shift.
Isn't that wonderful? Do you feel
it? Is. But you know, the really important thing about this, Veronica, though, is that I am able to be the strongest component in those situations. I am able to hold my vibration regardless of what somebody else's beliefs or experience might be.
Wonderful.
And I have not, you know, it's only been in the last couple of years that my vibration has been high enough and stable enough that I can now do that in any situation.
So the stability comes just from the practice, right?
The stability comes over time.
So you've changed your brain, darling.
Oh, without question.
Isn't that?
Yes.
Do you have a website, or how can people get hold of you, Donna?
The best way to get hold of me is actually through the Divine Openings website.
Okay.
So under sessions, just keep going to the directory until you hit a picture of me and click on that, and that'll get you to my page.
Well, I've really enjoyed talking to you. I've spoken to you several times, and every time it's a very expanding, it's teaching me to teach my brain different things as well.
Awesome. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh,
I really enjoy you and your work and your whole group over there, you know.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was just a lot of fun being interviewed. Really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too. And I also tell everybody that usually for divine openings, you pretty much have to have read Things Are Going Great in My Absence, How to Let Go and Let the Divine Do the Heavy Lifting by Lola Jones. And you'll see why, because it's a whole... just a whole basic different way of thinking. And just like what you said earlier, the information in the book, you didn't put it quite this way, but the information in the book isn't instructional in the normal way. It's more of an infusion of expanding concepts. That's the way I would put it. How would you put it?
Yeah, nicely said. I love that. Yeah, the book is to be experienced rather than thought about.
Yeah, I really think that's true. And that's what you're talking about when you work with, whether it's marketing or people finding their soul's purpose and yourself. Yeah. You know, it's great. I always figure everything that we do, if it's any good, should be great for us too, right?
Everybody. Absolutely.
Hey, is your dad still living?
Yes.
Is he? He's the one who was a metaphysician, right? Does he like this?
Now, I wonder if we're thinking about the same. My dad, he explored all kinds of different things. My great great grandfather was a mystic, and actually started a church. And this is back in Sweden. And there is actually still a church in New York. It's got 20,000 people, members still.
Oh, my. Wow.
Based on, and his name was Emanuel Swedenborg.
Oh, well,
so
he's famous.
I didn't know whether that was what you meant or not. I don't really know that much about him, to be honest with you.
Oh, but I've heard his name for years.
Okay, that's my great-great-grandfather.
Well, congratulations. Now you're really important.
really important. And I have two mother superiors on my mother's side. So it's like the spiritual sort of, just the desire to understand and move in that direction is like in my blood,
Well, I love that. But also my question was basically, do your parents... get into this. Yeah. Have they gained from it as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They both read the book, and some of my funniest and most wonderful, heartwarming stories are from my mom and dad going through this process. It's delightful. Yeah.
Oh, can't you just, I really appreciate that. That's a wonderful sharing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, Donna Wetterstrand, I've so enjoyed your personality and your gifts, and oh my goodness, you've lifted us all.
Oh, thank you, Veronica. And it was just delightful.
Thank you for being a paradigm shifter. This really is heavy lifting or light lifting. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Donna Wetterstrand. You can find her on divineopenings.com, and you can write to me on veronicaentwistle.com. Hit the Ask Veronica button for feedback, comments, or even a session with me. I don't do divine openings, but we all know that. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings.